You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has introduced strict safety measures in an attempt to contain the spread of COVID-19 in Italy. He's told the population to stay at home unless they have firm reasons to leave, such as work or medical conditions.
The right decision today is to stay at home. Our future and the future of Italy is in our hands. These hands have to be more responsible today than ever before.
Mr. Conte has ordered pubs, cafes and restaurants to close at dusk. English teacher and student Melis Aktas from Sydney is based 50 kilometres away from Milan in one of the worst-hit regions, Lombardy. The 27-year-old says when she first heard about the coronavirus threat, she didn't take it too seriously. But now, she has told SBS, travel has been suspended and she's stressed about not being able to leave the country.
At the moment, it's at its worst stage. I think they've locked down completely the Lombardy region. I was supposed to leave to Austria, but unfortunately now I am not able to. The first week I was going to leave, but I also got sick.
Schools and universities have been closed in Italy until April the 3rd. Italy's Special Commissioner for Coronavirus, Angelo Borelli, says the total number of infections has jumped to 9,000.
Di queste 4,000...
Of these, 4,316 are in the hospital with symptoms, 10% in intensive care or sub-intensive care, and around 3,000 are in isolation at home.
The threat of COVID-19 has also caused chaos inside and outside of Italy's prison system. At least 6 inmates have died at a Milan prison during riots, and there are reports inmates have escaped another jail in the south, while relatives of detainees held a protest over restricted visits outside a prison in Rome. But the World Health Organization says this is the first pandemic in history that can be controlled. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus has commended both China and Korea for reducing their cases.
The rule of the game is never give up. I'll repeat that. The rule of the game is never give up. We're encouraged that Italy is taking aggressive measures to contain its epidemic, and we hope that those measures prove effective in the coming days.
Israel has imposed a 14-day quarantine period on everyone arriving from overseas as a precaution. In the United States, the Grand Princess cruise ship arrived on Monday at the Oakland port with 21 coronavirus cases on board, but it's unclear how many passengers will disembark the ship. And the Irish government has cancelled its annual St. Patrick's Day parade nationally based on medical advice. Ireland's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, says these events are potentially unprecedented.
We are still in Ireland in the containment phase, and we will stay in the containment phase for as long as is possible. But we will move to the delay phase and the mitigation phase in the weeks ahead. Any decisions that are taken, I want to assure the public and assure everyone, will be made on the basis of science and evidence.
Figures show 4 countries account for nearly 93% of all cases globally. Italy's new restrictions will take effect on Tuesday. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.